Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I want to talk about ethics, ladies and gentlemen. I've got something I want to say about that. You know, everything in our world is not black and white, right? You figured that out already, right? And sometimes this can be annoying, and sometimes you wonder, why isn't it? You know, why can't things just be black and white? Well, we humans are capable of abstract thought. And we've developed sophisticated language with a lot of different ways to say things and to parse things, as the politicians say, the political pundits say. And this behavior, these two facts and our behavior often causes us to blur the lines between black and white into what is known as the gray area, the legendary gray area, right? Consequently, the desire for order, the desire for us to want to try to control all of that gray area, has motivated humans to establish ethical standards. Ethical standards to encourage acceptable personal behavior, but also contracts to encourage legal behavior. And of course, we have courts, right? Courts and arbitrators to help us sort out things when a final authority is required, when we just can't seem to come to terms with things ourselves. So these are all things that because of who we are, because of what we are as humans, we've developed. The black and white we were given black and white, right? It's either right or it's wrong, but the gray area is something we've created ourselves and systems to try to maintain those. You know, when it comes to ethical behavior, professionals, the so-called professionals, like attorneys, CPAs, doctors, architects, people like that, they got a lot of help. They have established and published very specific ethical and professional standards. And you may know about these, right? The AMA and the Bar Association, AICPA, the architects have the same thing. These are published ethical and professional standards. They also have monitoring organizations. Those groups I just mentioned, there are sanctioning people, sanctioning authorities within those organizations that can take action if need be to make a decision to decide or to punish people who don't follow their standards. In fact, part of the education and certification of many of these professionals require them to have a knowledge of their profession's ethical standards and practices. So that's really handy for them, isn't it? But what about small business owners? What happens when we find ourselves in the gray area with a customer or with a business relationship? What do we do about that? When there's no sanctioning entity we can turn to? How do we deal with that? You know, the universal code of small business professional conduct and ethics doesn't exist, right? So having been in the marketplace as I have for a long time, many decades, I'm pleased to report to you that, in my opinion, the moral compass, sense of fair play, and inclination to deal in good faith on Main Street is exemplary. Small business owners consistently demonstrate that life is much simpler and more rewarding when they just do the right thing. You see it all the time. You do it all the time. I see it all the time. No doubt this behavior is driven by many ancient codes. You like the golden rule, right? Do unto others, all that sort of thing, right? And also, don't forget the 8th and the 10th commandment, right? Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie. In addition to all these, allow me to recommend, I've got three other principles that I'd like to talk to you about, that I'd like to commend to you, that will help you if you find yourself perched in the gray area, perched on the horns of an ethical dilemma. And we struggle with this, folks, because things don't come to us in black and white. Customers and other people we deal with bring us issues that are not black and white, and we have to decide we're faced with this ethical dilemma. How do I respond? What should I do about this? And so here are three ways that I'd like for you to see, three principles I'd like for you to think about. And they come from three different people. One, an ancient philosopher. One was a 20th century Nobel laureate. And one is a 21st century ethical thought leader that you know. The first one is on transparency. Socrates, the great philosopher from the 5th century BC, said this on transparency. The way to live with honor is to be in reality what you appear to be. You've heard me talk about this before, haven't you, on the show? The way to live with honor is to be in reality what you appear to be. That's on transparency. On integrity, this is by Albert Camus, the great French Nobel laureate, the author of The Myth of Sisyphus, from 1942. He said, integrity has no need of rules. Isn't that beautiful? Integrity has no need of rules. You've heard me talk about that before too, haven't you? That's on integrity. This one's on ethics. This is by our good friend Lynn Morella, who's on the show on a regular basis, the author of In Search of Ethics. Lynn says, ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. Ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. So to live with honor is to be in reality what you appear to be. To have integrity, you understand that integrity has no need of rules. And ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. So here's all three of these in a sentence. John, I missed one of the terms. I noticed that one of the terms you wanted left in the contract we signed was left out when we signed the final contract. Even though the contract is in force, I agreed to that point, so let's put it back in and re-sign the contract. That's all three of those in one sentence. Devotion to the unenforceable. Thy name is small business. Quick break. Stay with me. Say what you see fit, but don't ask me why.
Love never seems to last you. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.